Critter Protectors, Mr. Jim here, and welcome to Kids Animal Stories, a place where there's always a mystery and adventure around every single corner. If you love critters of all shapes and sizes, I need you on our Critter Protector team. Join our adventure as we learn about critters from around the world and in our backyards. Well, my friends, are you ready for today's adventure? Me too! Let's go! Today's story is a mystery adventure, which means you're gonna need to pay extra super duper close attention to the clues that I'm about to tell you about my friend Newton. Do you think that you can solve the mystery of who is Newton? Newton was a very happy, slimy critter. There was nothing better than his beautiful pond. Since he had hatched from his egg, he lived in his pond and had never left it. It was home sweet home. Newton's pond is in California, between the Santa Monica Mountains. It was a freshwater pond that housed a lot of different species of animals. Newton had a lot of different types of friends that lived in his pond with him.
Good morning, Carl!
Newton called out to his friend. Carl was another slimy critter, just like Newton. They were both amphibians. Oh, wait a second. That's good to know. I thought they were maybe fish, but amphibians are not fish. Let's keep listening. They hatched from their eggs around the same time and had grown up together.
How's it going, Newton?
Carl called back from his little home a few feet away. Newton and Carl never missed a good morning shout to each other. Newton was very excited today because he was turning 3 months old. He had been born exactly 3 months ago, and he wanted to do something very special to celebrate. It was early summer in California, so it was starting to get pretty hot outside.
I wonder what I could do today to celebrate my 3 month birthday. I'm a whole 3 months old. That's getting pretty ginormous,
thought Newton. He wanted to make sure today would be very special. Do you remember when you turned 3 months old? Me neither, but I guess for Newton, it's a big deal. Newton had been born with a tail and gills, so he could breathe underwater. His tail propelled him through the water almost like fins would do for a fish. Wait a second, he had gills? I thought he wasn't a fish. Oh, but Newton also had arms and legs too. What in the world? This is so confusing. What kind of creature has gills and arms and legs? Have you ever seen one of those? As Newton was wondering what he could do today, his friend Carl came swimming over. Carl looked just like Newton. He had dark brown skin on his back, and his stomach was bright orange.
Hey, Newton! Look at me! My tail is almost gone!
Exclaimed Carl. Newton looked at Carl and realized he was right. Carl's baby tail looked like it was shrinking! Just then, Newton noticed that Carl's gills looked a lot smaller, too.
Carl, your gills are almost gone, exclaimed Newton.
Carl got really scared. Without gills, how would he breathe underwater?
Newton, your gills are almost gone, too, and you barely have a tail,
said Carl. Newton tried to turn around to see if his tail was still behind him, but he couldn't see it.
He didn't understand what was happening.
Of all my days, my 3 month birthday, my life is over.
He wanted today to be a special day, but it looked like it was about to be a disaster, having lost his tail.
What should we do now, Newton?
Asked Carl. Newton tried to calm himself down to think. Maybe if he thought really hard, he would remember something, you know, his mom or dad told him when he was just a little egg.
Let's see. Mother laid the eggs in this pond, but I remember her saying she had to travel back to this pond because she had been born here. How could Mother have traveled back to this pond?
Thought Newton.
Maybe it's because they didn't live in the pond anymore, said Carl.
But if she didn't live in the pond anymore, then she would have to cross dry land,
said Newton. Suddenly he remembered. Mother and Father didn't live in the pond because they could breathe the air outside of the water.
I remember! Mother and Father said that one day we would leave the pond and live on dry land, just like them. This must be how it happens. Our swimming tails and gills must be falling off or being shrunken by an alien. No, not an alien. I don't know, but they're going away, and so maybe we can go try walking on dry land.
Do you think we're ready? It's getting harder and harder to breathe in the water now without our gills.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
Newton led Carl over to the shallow end of the pond. He was going to try and climb out to see if he could breathe outside of the water. Carefully, he started to climb on the rocks of the bottom of the pond so he could make his way to the surface. Newton got closer and closer to the surface. Carl wanted his friend to think he was brave too, so he started to follow Newton up the rocks. It took a while, but they both finally got to the last rock before reaching the world above the water. Newton looked at Carl and smiled.
I'll go first, you know, if you want me to,
said Newton. Carl nodded his head, but then he remembered he wanted to act as bravely as Newton.
We can do it together on the count of three, said Carl.
Newton smiled back and began to count. He was ready to see the new world outside of his pond.
1, 2, 3,
said Newton as they both lifted their heads out of the water.
What in the world will happen next? Will Newton and Carl be able to breathe out of the water? Or were they all wrong? This could have been like their worst mistake of all time.
I'm not sure what's going to happen next, but we'll have to wait and see what happens on the next episode of Kids Animal Stories.
Great job. You listened all the way to the end, and I want to give some special shout-outs to my critter protectors. I want to say hello to Mackenzie from Arizona and Juliet and Isabel from Colorado and Jensen from Texas. I'm so glad that you're all critter protectors. We definitely could not protect all the critters in the world without you, my friends. If you want to become a critter protector, check down in the show notes below with your parents and have them fill out the form so we can send you your badge in the mail. I'll see you next time. Bye.